CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We've just spent the last, 30 minutes or so going through the discography of my favorite local band to ever come out of our fair scene, the one and only, the mighty Los Furious. I am joined here by Zell and Kyle of the band. They have a brand new album coming out they've been slowly working on for how many years now? A couple? Slowly cobbling it together?
Yeah, it's definitely been about 2 years.
Yeah.
Two years of effort.
Fantastic. Learning, cobbling, remote recording, all kinds of wild stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me about the new album.
Okay. New album's called Old Ghosts. It's a song concept I came up with about just sort of things in your past that haunt you.
Mm.
And, you know, whether that be an addiction or it might be an old relationship or it might be just bad habits. It's just about old ghosts and the idea that you're allowed to evolve from that.
Fantastic.
Move on in your life.
Excellent.
So that's kind of what I came up with. The album-wise, like, songwriting, my energies was kind of moved back into punk. Ska punk was fine with me this time around, you know? I think I've done all kinds of, you know, Never Look Back, You Just Heard. I was a dabble into sort of more traditional stuff, you know? Yeah. But this time around, I just kind of just went, it's kind of a dumb fight, you know what I mean, within the ska world of all this trad versus third wave with all this crap. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to write music that I like to hear.
Yeah, play whatever you want.
So I focus more on punk and ska punk and reggae, you know, the reggae stuff. was kind of my side. And then Steph wrote a couple songs. We should play one of those, so if that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can play whatever you want.
Yeah. And he kind of took the lead on a couple songs and sang. And
really?
But his was more on the ska side.
Interesting.
Funny. So it was funny for me to be like not really focusing on that, where yeah. he was, whereas some in the past it's been the opposite.
Yeah, because I always thought Steph was more of kind of like a rock, kind of rockabilly sort of.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he is. Interesting. Absolutely is. But it was just kind of funny how just songwriting, he went that road and I would kind of went around that. But anyway, I mean, you can't say it's without its ska, every song is not, and it's not, but I just kind of focus on a different thing, and just sort of influences were different this time around, and I just kind of, you know, just went a bit more back to the roots in some ways, you know, listening to some of the older stuff we used to write. So
I have no doubt that whatever it is, it's going to sound undeniably Furious.
Yeah.
Like, you have a certain style to your songwriting. From the multiple years I've been listening to you, I can usually find what vein you've kind of been working in. I'm excited to hear new things. Did you say that Steph, is he singing lead on other songs?
Yeah, he sings lead, yeah.
Interesting.
So we kind of did, like, the Tim and Lars thing, you know, where it was like he kind of took the I was doing backups at the same time, like almost singing doubles and stuff.
Interesting, yeah.
But it worked out. It was really cool.
I don't think I've ever seen Steph do leads. He's always, I've only ever seen him do backups on
things. Well, that was the thing. That was part of the excitement of doing the album. Like, I'll give him a lot of credit because he was really pushing me to do something that I was just sort of like, I don't know if I want to do that, you know? And he just kept pushing me to do it. So, no, we can pull this off. And he was right.
I'm going to have to buy Steph a beer.
Yeah.
If he got me a new Furious album, it makes me excited.
So he was, for me, I was like, yeah. I mean, and he just, I just want a couple songs on there, man. It's just something I really want. And I'm like, well, you deserve it, dude.
Yeah.
And in the end, it wasn't just a throwaway. It was like the songs were really good.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I was really happy with it myself. So.
Very cool. I was reading the article that came out from our mutual friend Alan there.
Yeah.
I forget the publication off the top of my head now.
Monte Cristo.
That's the one. I'm like, it's some weird sandwich sound.
Yeah.
Because I've read his stuff in before. But he did a wonderful write-up about you guys. But there was talks that the new album might get released on vinyl. Is that true?
That is true. It won't happen tomorrow.
No.
But it will happen.
Excellent.
And that's, again, Steph. He's just a full-on, he just wants to do it right.
He
really wants to put out, you know. Yeah, hopefully not our last, but, you know, it is. I'm proud of the album. He's really proud of it. I think we're all proud of it. And we've never done vinyl, and Steph just wants to take the reins and say, let's do it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If I could get myself a Furious album pressed to add to my massive shelf of records, I'll be very, very
It was always
happy.
Just budget, right?
It's tough, but it's getting, they're still expensive, but it's getting easier. There's now actually Canadian pressers. I mean, you got Clamp down here in Vancouver with Billy Bones. Like, there's options. And I think there's another one over in Calgary as well. We're just Pirate Press just across the line. So there's options.
Yeah.
It's more easily accessible now than ever.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to run out of time if we keep chatting. So I want to hear the new music. So you've got the title track?
This is the title track. It's called Old Ghosts. I would definitely call it, say, ska punk.
Hold on. Flow Spheres plays ska punk music? No fucking way. All right. I'm excited to hear it. We're out of backing track. Let's get this popped up. Let's see if we can make technology work. Here we go. Brand new for you. This is Los Furios.
Shatter and leave pieces on the floor. We're all ghosts.
Well, creeps and kitties, that's all you get of the new song. Due to technical difficulties and unstable internet connections, I tell you, these days, that was a brand new single off of the upcoming album, Old Ghost. That was the title track. And I gotta say, yeah, man, sounds like Lost for You songs.
Yeah.
It's sounding cool, though. The production is sounding pretty rad. I like it.
Yeah.
I think y'all should be very proud of what you accomplished.
Yeah, for definitely the way it was done, for sure.
No, it sounded good. It sounded tight. It's sounding like the band I've known for a long time now.
Right, that's cool. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it is the band, so we're not going to, not a sudden super departure. But
no, you guys aren't doing Europop suddenly?
No.
I thought all the New Zealand might suddenly corrupt you.
Yeah, no K-pop. Yeah.
No. Thought maybe you might start sounding like 311 with all those beach vibes.
Yeah. No, not at all. It's kind of weird. I just kind of went opposite. It was funny. That was all around me there.
Yeah, everything got more chill. You're like, nah, fuck this, man. Yeah.
Pretty well, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's okay. That's if people want to hear the rest of it, they got to come to the show Sunday, February the 18th at the Rickshaw Theater with Kawama, Dragstrip Devils, and the return of Los Furios. And Zell on drums. It's going to be great.
Yes.
It's going to be a good...
Also, thank you so much for Sean telling me his drum stuff. It's very kind of him.
Well, Sean's... He's a sweet boy.
Yeah.
He's just got a heart of gold. I haven't seen him in so long. Him and Ange. They're a cute couple. Good people.
Yeah.
Good people. Yeah,
they're good people, yeah.
They're very good people. I like it. You're all pretty good people. Except for that Blake. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Blake's sketchy, man.
Anyone that can play keys that good, I can't trust. I'm like, I think you're too talented to be human. I've watched his hands and I don't understand. It's fucking wild.
He's awesome. It's like, it's really one of those dudes that you're like, dude, you could be doing anything. You could be like, you know, Tom Petty's not alive, but you could be like, you could be touring with Tom Petty. You're that good.
He could play with anyone he wants.
Yeah.
He's wild.
But he wants to just play weird, odd, avant-garde, piano-driven music.
The strangest shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he just wants to make 20 different side projects with him and fucking Conrad just in their shack.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Making.
Yeah, that's kind of his deal. Yeah. But it's really cool.
No, that fucking's great, man. Yeah. He's good. Okay, well, while you figure out these internet connections.
It's just the internet problem.
We'll make it work. We'll figure it out. We'll get here. Let's dig into some more stuff, unless there's something else that we should be touching base on. Anything? Anything you want to say to the people out there in Radio
Land? We could play a Kawama song if you want to.
We want to hear it. Let's dig into a little bit of Kawama and a little bit of the Dragstrip Devils. So you can also see this Sunday, I can't say it enough, February the 18th, Rickshaw Theater. Get your tickets. They're still available. You can do it, or just come to the door. They'll be there. You can get in. I guarantee it. There's room on the dance floor for all of us. It'll be great. This is Kawama. This song's called Escape de Puerto Muerto. I think you got better Spanish than me, is that right?
Yeah. Escape de Puerto Muerto.
There you go. See, it sounds better when he says it. All right, this is Kawama. We'll be right back. That was Kawama. You can catch them this Sunday, February 18th. This is the Dragstrip Devils.
Well, I met my baby in a swamp. When I met her there, my heart stopped. I got a straight razor, she got a switchblade. And then I knew that's the way love was made. She's a devil in dress, whose knife was best. She's my baby, she's my baby. As a matter of fact, well, the knife's with a swamp. Who acting nice with a swap? Who acting nice with a swap? Who acting nice with a show me your knife and trade your life at a swap? Swap it a
life. How come my baby switch my knife for the freak of a switch I belong to her? I can really handle that whole pepper. With her hair apart, in the blink of an eye, she's my baby. She's my baby. Because I'm ready for the swamp. Whack the nose from 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 the swamp. Show me an off and train her life at the swamp. Yeah, swamp. Whack the nose from the 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 swamp. Show me an off and train her life at the swamp. Yeah, she showed me an off and train her life at the swamp.
That was the Dragstrip Devils off their album Hot Damn with the song Knife Saw. Before that, we had Kawama with their single Escape de Puerto Muerto. I think that's my fake Spanish. Kyle's looking at me side-eyed. I can see it. We think we figured out the technical difficulties. So we've got more songs. This one's being sung by Stefan, correct?
Yeah, so this is one of Stefan's songs that he worked on, and we put it together so you hear kind of half and half. A bit of me, a bit of him singing.
Fantastic.
It's definitely more his style, and it came out. I think it's a really cool song. It turned out really good.
Well, I'm excited to hear. What's it called?
It's called Weight of the World.
Oh, okay. Let's give it a go.
All right, here we go.
New music from Los Furios featuring Stefan on lead vocals.
Yeah, Steph took the lead on that one, and I think it turned out really good. And the funny thing about it, he's such a shredder guitar player, there's no guitar solo in it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's weird. I noticed it after it was out. Like, you didn't put a guitar solo in it.
He's like, I gotta concentrate on singing.
Yeah.
All these notes, I can only do it once. He's like, either playing with my fingers or I can sing with my voice. I can't do both. Very cool. What you said? You got one more song, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just trying to key it up right now. So appreciate your patience.
Oh, by all means. How was your day, Zach?
My day was good. I was just thinking about the last song, actually, in the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's quite a good time to say that everyone should be advocating to stop the genocide that's happening in Gaza.
100%. I agree.
Yeah.
You'd think
it's a very dark time. 30,000 Palestinians have died.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty awesome. It's the exact opposite. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sad time for the world. I think we're going to talk about that. The weight of the world is a good title for that, for sure.
Yeah,
you kind of feel this weight of the world these days. And
we're all doing great.
Yeah, I think lyrically that's something that certainly came through a lot of the songs that we just put on this album. Even the stuff involved, my songs. Yeah, some a bit more personal than others, but you know, this song is equal to that. It's like it's about, you know, the recipe for disaster, looking at what the world is right now and what's happening. And this is more environmental for sure, but it's the more environmental side of it. But it's this is more the reggae side, so this is kind of a typical Furio's reggae. It's a little aggro reggae, heavier reggae than most, but
I like it.
This is called Recipe for Disaster, and it's about let's try not to eat plastic for the rest of our lives.
All right, here we go. One of the many. All right, let's go.
Disaster.
have it, creeps and kitties. That is brand new music from the one and only, the mighty Los Furios. You can see this Sunday, February the 18th, down at the Rickshaw Theater with Kawama and Drag Strip Devils. Tickets are available now. You can also get them at the door. It's going to be a good time. That last track was Recipe for Disaster. Before that, Weight of the World. Both songs off of the upcoming album, Old Ghosts. Kyle, do you have any idea when people might be able to get their hands on this album? Or are you guys still doing tweaking behind the scenes?
It's kind of just a bit of tweaking. Yeah. No, it'd be soon, like within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's soon,
yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt.
But it was just sort of art, you know, choosing an album cover and all that stuff. And then just
getting it all together?
Yeah, it just takes a little bit of time.
And how's it been released?
It's going to go on Bandcamp to begin with.
Yep.
And then we have to get our paperwork in line for the Spotify and all that crap.
Yep.
And then, and then eventually we're going to have it on vinyl.
Fantastic.
That's the plan.
Well, put me down for what? You've got one record sale here.
All right, cool.
I guarantee.
Awesome.
I guarantee you'll take it.
I'd like to mention Melody Mangler.
Yes. And Justine Sane. Also happening. It's going to be excellent. I forgot all about the burlesque performances.
Yeah, so they've joined the show, they joined the forces, and I think it's just going to be an amazing night.
I forgot all about that. It's going to be so good.
Some of the cream of the crop of burlesque in the city, so that should be really cool to have them there.
Melody's always fun, man.
Yeah, she's a pro, excellent. Man. She's amazing.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever get to go, whenever you were in town, did you have to go to any of her wrestling shows that she puts on?
No, I just wasn't in town for that. Right.
I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.